Hello, people. Here's the eagerly anticipated Ledger LCJ podcast for 12/23/2021. We'd like to welcome you to the podcast for today. Today is Thursday, December 23rd, as we mentioned previously. This is the 356th day of 2021. There are 8 days left in the year and only 2 before Christmas. Today is our paper day, and this week's edition includes the letters to Santa inside of it. Papers will be available this morning, or you could read on our e-edition at HebrewLedger.com. We're currently running a Christmas special. The edition is only $24 for a year, and we are actually adding an extra month just because we like you. On Wednesday at approximately 2:07, Poteau Police and Floor County EMS were dispatched on a call of a collision between a motor vehicle and a train in the city limits of Poteau. A 24-year-old male driver of a FedEx truck was westbound on Bird Avenue from South Railroad Street to Airport Street. As the FedEx truck was crossing the railroad tracks, it was struck by a southbound Kansas City Southern Oklahoma health officials announced Tuesday they've detected the state's first confirmed case of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The Oklahoma State Department of Health didn't release any information about where the case originated or whether the person was vaccinated. The variant's appearance in the state had been expected and has been spreading throughout the United States. President Joe Biden, along with progressive and moderate Democrats, appears determined to return to the negotiating table with Senator Joe Manchin, the holdout Democrat who effectively tanked the party's signature $2 trillion domestic policy initiatives. In the day since the West Virginia lawmaker gave a thumbs down on the package, delivering a stunning blow to months of negotiations on Biden's agenda, Democrats of the left and center have joined the White House in attempting to salvage the social services and climate change bill. In sports, the How girls will take part in Oklahoma's biggest basketball tournament starting Monday as the Lady Lions play Norman at 9 o'clock that morning in the 56th annual Tournament of Champions at the BOK Center in Tulsa. How is a Class 2A team while Norman is in Class 6A. The winner of that game plays the Class and Lincoln Christian winner Tuesday. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had his second career triple-double with 27 points, 11 rebounds, and 12 assists, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Denver Nuggets 108-94 on Wednesday night. In college basketball, Oklahoma defeated Alcorn State 72-48, also Wednesday night, shooting a season-best 60%. In weather for today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies in the morning before there are the partly cloudy skies later in the day. The high will be 66 degrees with a low of 58 degrees as temperatures continue to rise heading into the weekend. Wednesday's high was 57 with a low of 29. Sunrise Thursday is 7:24. Sunset is 5:12 p.m. Average temperatures for the day are a high of 52 and a low of 31, so we will be well above that today. And records for the day were a high of 75 in 1931. And a low of -6 in 1963. On December 23rd, 2020, 1 year ago today, the high was 64 with a low of 32. On the county calendar for the day, Kiwanis Club meets at noon at Western Sizzling. The Hebner VFW Bingo is at 6 o'clock on Highway 59 North, and Whistler Lake Lights on the Islands continue. If your organization has an event coming up and would like to add it to the calendar, please email Craig at HebnerLedger.com. Private services will be held at a later date for Harley David Summers, A2 of Bokoshi. Cremation is under the direction of Mallory Martin Funeral Home of Spiro. On this date in history, on December 23, 1783, George Washington resigned as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army and retired to his home in Mount Vernon, Virginia. 1788, Maryland passed an act to cede an area not exceeding 10 miles square for the seat of the national government. About two-thirds of the area became the District of Columbia. In 1928, the National Broadcasting Company set up a permanent coast-to-coast network. In 1941, during World War II, American forces on Wake Island surrendered to the Japanese. In 1948, former Japanese Premier Hideki Tojo and six other Japanese war leaders were executed in Tokyo. In 1968, 82 crew members of the U.S. intelligence ship Pueblo were released by North Korea 11 months after they had been captured. In 1997, a federal judge in Denver convicted Terry Nichols of involuntary manslaughter and conspiracy for his role in the Oklahoma City bombing, declining to find him guilty of the murder. We ask you to please check out today's newsletter at heathenledger.substack.com. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. Also, please share this with anybody you think might be interested. If you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at heathenledger.com to get started. We are trying to increase our number of subscribers and need your help. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either our newsletter at HebrewLedger.substack.com or our e-edition at HebrewLedger.com. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant, and your support of a locally owned and operated business is both very important and appreciated. We thank all of you for joining us today and hope you have a great day and come back again tomorrow.